Hey everybody, and welcome to the Sparketing Podcast. Today, the episode's going to be about how to become creative on social media so that you can actually come up with great ideas constantly and regularly and post them to your audience. So let's get right into it. Hey everybody, Blake here on another episode of Ask Blake, and today I want to get into a question that a lot of you are probably going to have. How can I be creative on social media? So let's get right into it. It can be kind of hard to get creative on social media. There are a lot of reasons for this that we get mind blocks and we can't come up with good things to post. And honestly, the biggest false idea out there right now is that it has to be totally worthy and perfect to post it on social media. In fact, some of the greatest content is completely vulnerable and totally imperfect. I mean, if you look at my stuff, it does okay on social media, but none of it is perfect. By all means, it's not even close to being perfect, and you can definitely tell, but I like it that way. Now, if you're looking for a bunch of ideas on how to become more creative, and here are, 39 different ways that you can be more creative on Instagram, this probably isn't the video for you. This is going to be a video that's going to be about understanding what creativity really looks like on social media and how to unleash your personality on your audience. Now, you can probably tell a lot about my personality just from these videos. I'm pretty loud, I'm audacious, I like to exaggerate, I like adventure. This is the stuff that I love doing, the way that I act on camera, the way I act on social media. And that's the way that I try to portray myself. I don't want to veer from who I really am, because if not, how on earth can I expect myself to be creative doing something that I have no idea about? So sometimes, even when I'm talking about social media, I like to keep it light. I like it to be funny. I like it to be entertaining. That's not always the easiest thing with social media, because honestly, for a lot of you, this topic is totally... And I get that. I totally get that. For me, it hasn't always been the most exciting thing either, but this is what I talk about now because it's brought a lot of value to my life and I want to help do the same for you. But I use my personality to inject into that content. I take social media and I actually put myself into that content as opposed to just trying to be as smart as possible. I allow myself to be vulnerable and imperfect. And that's what we should all do, whether we're in travel or sales or technology or whatever, if we're a horticulturist. Everything you're creating content for should really reflect you as a person. If not, nobody's gonna be interested in it to begin with. So I wanna go over just a couple of questions that you should be asking yourself if you want to become a great content creator and a powerful force on social media. First things first, are you going to be funny? Are you going to be serious? Are you gonna keep it light, or are you going to push the envelope? Are you going to be very serious and trying to go after that kind of crowd? Are you going to be motivational? Are you going to be bubbly? What is your personality? What are you best at? How can you portray that in your social media? Just decide what is your personality type, and no matter what your niche is, how can you inject that into your content? That's the most important thing. That will feed your creativity more than anything else, because you'll realize you don't have to come up with the greatest ideas in the world to put out content. In fact, some of the greatest ideas in the world, we often think they're kind of terrible. Think about how often you want to post. How much do you want to post so that you can optimally reach your audience? Is it once a day, once a week, once a month? Now, I really recommend that you probably try to stick closer to the once a day frequency, but I'm not there to tell you exactly how often you should post, because it really depends. But this is a really important part of deciding what kind of content you're going to post and how it's going to be perceived, how to come up with great creative content. It's just how often are you going to do it? That way you set an expectation for yourself. Number three, what are your limits? Now that you've discussed what you can do and how often you can do it, what are the things that you just can't pull off? If you're not super funny, that's totally okay. You don't need to be outgoing and funny to be successful on social media. You just don't. So if that's not you, don't act that way. Just be you. That's what will get your creative juices flowing. If you are more of a stoic human, a serious, down-to-earth entrepreneur, that's awesome. Target that audience. Target people like you and let your content shine through. Likewise, if you are super funny and you're trying to be really, really motivational when most people think of you as kind of a clown, Try to be funny. Try to stick to what really works for you and what you enjoy doing. Your personality is so powerful in social media, and nobody is going to care. Nobody will care about what you're doing if you're acting like a phony. Now, once you get all this going together and you know exactly what you're doing, what you're not doing, and how often you're doing it, read the analytics. See what people are actually telling you from their data. If you have an Instagram business account or Twitter business account, whatever you're doing on the platform, if you have some kind of access to analytics, use them to decide when you should be posting and what content does really well. That also will help you stay in a very slim realm of content that you really should be creating. And that may sound like it's limiting your creativity, but in all honesty, when you have roadblocks in your way, when you have barriers, that's actually when the greatest, most creative content comes to life, because you know exactly where to focus and you can put so much more effort into it there. So when you find what content works for you, whether you have analytics or you're just kind of guessing and winging it, either way, go with what works and keep doing it. Drive it home. So go out there and create something amazing today. Go out and just channel your personality through your content. Don't be someone you're not. Go out and show people who you are and do it every single day. If you do that, you're not gonna have one problem with creativity. I love what I do. I've been doing this for 5 years. And if you have any questions about social media at all, please message me, comment below with the hashtag AskBlake. And let me know what your questions are. I will respond with a feature video just like this one, and I will even give you a shout out and promote you out to my audience. That's how much I care about growing your business and helping you succeed.